during the First and Second World War, it was popular to have things called victory gardens. People had victory gardens, and these were encouragement for people to plant food in their backyard or their neighborhood, and the purpose of these was to help with the rationing that was going on, so that more rations would be able to go towards the soldiers to be able to help during economic turmoil during that time. And it also created a sense of morale and gave people a sense of purpose that they were contributing and doing something together. There were a lot of slogans and signs during that time. Woodrow Wilson said that food will win the war when he was encouraging victory gardens. And there were lots of signs and other things, things said like, every garden a munitions plant. They're kind of cool if you Google and see some of these victory gardens, but I think it says something about the Eucharist being, in a sense, our victory garden as well. One of the extraordinary things about the Eucharist, maybe the first thing that comes to mind, is it's something that we eat and we drink. Jesus gives us himself as true food and true drink. And this is what gives us eternal life, what provides us the victory that when the Father will raise us on the last day, it is feeding on his own body and blood that will give us that eternal life. So the Eucharist is like our victory garden that all throughout our lives we're called to cultivate. It's what sustains us on our journey. It's what binds us together and gives us that sense of morale and purpose in our life. It's also a beautiful sign that Jesus comes to us in something so humble as food. In a time when the world is so full of war, and culture wars and things like that, that the way Jesus makes himself known in a very nonviolent way, through giving himself under the humble species of bread and wine. Jesus chose and gave us a humble, nonviolent way to celebrate, to remember the violence that was done unto him. It's a way that Jesus translates the hatred, the violence of the world into life-giving form, food. We need to eat and drink to have our physical life, and so we also need to eat and drink to have our spiritual and eternal life in him. And so today we see how the Eucharist, the Mass we celebrate, is where we get to our true munitions in life, that it's food, true food, that will win the war.